The Securities and Exchange Commission just made cybersecurity its business. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. When a big company gets hacked, there really aren't any federal rules about if and when the company has to tell customers and investors, or even how its executives should behave when they find out. When the credit agency Equifax was hacked, three of its executives sold millions of dollars in stock before the news was made public weeks later. When Intel found out about major vulnerabilities in its computer chips last fall, CEO Brian Krzanich sold almost all his Intel stock before the company disclosed the flaws. Enter the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC. It issued new guidance for public companies asking for faster and more specific notification about hacks and laying down new rules about insider trading related to those hacks. Michael Greenberger is a law professor at the University of Maryland. Professor, how big a deal is this?
It's a very big deal. So this really puts a fine point on this is words are used to make clear that we don't view this as a problem of information technology, but we view this as a problem of the strength of operating the corporation. The point here is the public has a right to know whether the corporation has prepared itself adequately against a hack, which can cause all sorts of dysfunctions. The hack can lead to someone getting inside information about the corporation and therefore making illegal investments, and that disadvantages all other investors who are not privy to that information.
Talk a little bit about that. Because this is updated guidance and not a new rule, it would give the SEC the ability to go back, am I correct, and look at some previous stock trades, like, for example, the C-level trading that happened after the Equifax and Intel breaches?
They have the right to look back. They did have a less clear guidance in 2011. So it's possible that they could act on that for what has happened in the past. I think that having looked at that has caused the SEC to give this forward-looking prophylactic instruction that we can't be in that situation again.
This will only affect, to be clear, publicly traded companies.
Yes.
Will it send a message to other companies, though? You know, we've seen sort of a patchwork of attempts to regulate or deal with cybersecurity issues at the federal level. And this seems like sort of a crack at it.
It will send a message, and it will send a message in this way. This public corporation guidance will be a standard of care that corporations who aren't affected by it will have to look to. In other words, what is happening now is we're on the frontier of corporations of all kinds, public, non-public, partnerships, whatever. Companies now understand that the CEO, the COO, must be aware of what is happening to the cyber infrastructure. There are big liabilities in the offing, and they are so big that the CEO, the CFO, and the COO have to be fully aware of this problem and have an understanding of how these kinds of dysfunctions can be prevented.
That's Michael Greenberger from the University of Maryland. While there is no federal data breach notification law, 48 states do have their own rules. Legislation has been proposed since at least 2015, and businesses are actually starting to ask for federal laws to unify the messy patchwork of state regulations. The SEC rules are a start, and we recently spoke to Senator Elizabeth Warren. She and Senator Mark Warner proposed a bill that would specifically punish credit reporting agencies over personal data breaches. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.